Rising up with the Parachute Club, Y95, the heartbeat of the Tri-Counties. 10:47 right now. Good morning. And I promised you we were going to talk about pickleball today. And we're going to talk about it with the director of Yarmouth Recreation, Frank Grant. We'll talk about a couple of other things as well. Frank, how you doing, my man?
Doing great. We're starting to feel like a normal summer recreation activity here in Yarmouth.
Well, touch upon that a little bit. We were talking about it before we actually went on air, and you were mentioning day camps are back, and like Milo, things are starting to happen. So touch on that just lightly before we go to everything else.
Well, yesterday, July 14th, was go time, and Dr. Strang has allowed day camps to happen. Groups of 30 participants plus staff. So, you know, we're almost back to normal times. We've been talking and interacting with lots of parents. They're very appreciative that they can send their kids to active camps again. And so we've got lots of activities for children ages 5 to 12. Milo programs have picked up. We've got lifeguarded swimming and canoe rentals available for all ages. And we have a new program, a sprint kayak program that's full starting next week for 2 weeks. And it's new to us because we haven't had sprint kayaking here for probably about 15 years. And there's some renewed interest and with hopes in the future of developing a sprint kayak club here.
Wow, very, very cool stuff. So let's talk about what we're kind of here to talk about, which is pickleball, which is another program that you guys kind of set up, and it's in an interesting spot. And we'll talk about pickleball itself because it's a growing sport. I keep using the line that it's the biggest or fastest growing sport in all of North America. I don't know if that's still true or not, but it certainly was for a long time, wasn't it?
It still is, Wade, and it's... You know, I'll be honest, we were a little late getting on it here. We had a few people interested in it, but within the last 6 months, it's really starting to take off. And we got to thank Mariner Center for being so flexible and so open to trying new and different things. We're offering pickleball at the Anthony Pavilion that's in the back of the Mariner Center. People will probably connect more with the Anthony Pavilion in the past with the exhibition, and it's where all the animal barns were.
Yeah.
And we've cleaned that out, and John Darcy with Yarmouth Rec here painted the court lines, and Scott Surratt in Argyle Rec brought all his pickleball nets and equipment in, and we're set up with three courts for drop-in pickleball, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6:30 to 8:30, with a small drop-in fee of $5. And if you've never played, you can just, you know, pop in, obviously being ready for the activity with sneakers and some comfortable clothing. And we have all the equipment there for you. So it's, for those of you that don't know what pickleball is, it's I always like to describe it as a combination game of table tennis and tennis. It's a wooden paddle and you play over a net like in tennis with a wiffle ball. And it is a very popular sport. We introduced some in the area in local area schools from West Pubnico to Yarmouth Elementary, and we're getting quite a following. So it's a great active sport, and it's growing by the minute.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and it sounds like a real opportunity to kind of, I don't know, make friends, be active, you know, all, the whole gambit. How hard is pickleball? Is it difficult?
It is not difficult. It's tennis, I guess the way I explained it to folks that have never tried it is tennis can be a quick game. You know, you've got your tennis racket with tight strings. You've got a harder ball for tennis, and the ball is moving a lot faster. With pickleball, the paddles will cushion the ball, and it's a slower version game that is more easily played by the participant. Now, when you see some folks, and we have some terrific players playing pickleball,
not bad.
The game is played at the net, and there's a small area called the kitchen that you're not allowed to set foot in. It's a few feet from the net, and when you get four people that have played a lot, they're volleying that wiffle ball at the net back and forth, you know, with rallies of 10 or 12 more. So it's an interesting game. There's lots of videos on YouTube about it, and it's, you know, it continues to grow, and very happy that Mariner Center has been so accommodating and doing this, you know, kind of a different facility.
Why the heck is it called pickleball?
Well, of all places, I was watching Storage Wars, and I did Google it to verify the story. The history of pickleball, I guess it was a family that developed this game, and they had a dog named Pickles. And apparently when they were playing the sport, the dog always seemed to go and grab the wiffle ball and retrieve it. So I think over time, the dog named Pickles helped name the sport pickleball.
I love it. That's hilarious. Okay, so I have a picture, and we're going to be putting this all on the blog, including a video, actually, about how to play pickleball, so it'll all be together. And I have a nice picture of some people playing pickleball over at the Anthony Pavilion, and they look like they're having a whole lot of fun, and the bay is opened up, so there's fresh air. It really looks like a great spot to do this.
It's terrific, and the floor is excellent. We've talked to a few of the participants, and they have no issues with the floor or the height of the ceiling. You know, it's a large space, and you know, another thing that we are trying to do for those people that have never played before, we do have some handouts of the rules and how to score and all that stuff. So, you know, most of the folks that are there playing are open. It's like with most things, they're open to new people coming, and they're going to be accommodating to the newbies that show up. So it's a fun way to get out and be active, and we're hoping that this is just one kind of new activity that we can do as we move forward this summer and try to celebrate the end of this COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. Get out, stretch, meet new people. It all sounds like a win-win-win. Small practical question. Just out of curiosity, too. Obviously, the Anthony Pavilion's kind of in back of the Mariner Center. Do you park back there, or can you park right in the parking lot and walk around? How's that done? Do you know?
You can park right in the rear of the building. There's all kinds of parking. And two beautiful washrooms. It's fully equipped and ready to go. You know, just pop in about 6:15 on Tuesday and Thursdays, and we get going at 6:30.
All right, sounds good. Frank, thanks for taking the time to talk to us about this. Here's to more pickleball and more recreation activities in general. Let's have a good time moving forward this summer. We'll party like it's 2019.
We're going to do that, Wade, and, you know, we're seeing the end of this, and we're seeing how good people are being with getting vaccinated and moving forward, and you got it. Before the end of the summer, we're going to have some parties going on and some celebrations.
Sounds good to me. Frank, thanks to talk.
Thank you, Wade, and thank you, Y95.
My pleasure. That is Frank Grant from Yarmouth Recreation talking about pickleball, which happens Tuesdays and Thursdays, starts at 6:30 out in the back of the Mariner Center over at the Anthony Pavilion.